Yep.
Okay, Jay Springer, our attorney, Jerry Dunaway, trustee, and myself, Harvey Seal, trustee. And I'll move on to review and approve the minutes until January 4th, 2024. Okay, Leanne?
Yeah.
She looked at me kinda.
Nope.
Like I was a smart mouth in the front row.
No. You're feeling guilty.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Can we have a favor?
Aye.
Aye. Now move on to financial report, January through April, 2024.
Yeah, everything's basically the same.
Okay.
Nothing's really happening, and we were able to read meters this first time, and we'll talk about that, because there's about three or four leaks out there. In fact, I think we're leaking.
Oh.
Oh, we are?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe it's the toilet.
That would be the first time, right?
Right.
It's been a few years, but.
Yeah, maybe it's the toilet.
Well, that just started, though.
Oh, did it?
Mm-hmm. That just started two days ago.
So, two, yeah, let's just talk about the finances, then I'll go to this. I mean, we had some repairs on the well, you know, as you know. It's about $20,000 on repairs, but anything else? Everything else is in line, except we had a high water usage month, because it's the first time we read. And there's quite a few problems out there.
Well, I'm going to be gone for 2 days, so the phone will ring and I won't be here. I'm sorry.
Is that tomorrow?
There's about
on Monday?
Three people that's going to call
you. I'm
going
to be gone on Monday,
but I,
Tuesday.
You know, I have to bill them anyway, because I reread them twice. They still read the same. Well, in fact, I read the one that year old house
yeah.
two days later, and it was still moving. Jerry read it too.
Yeah, Jerry read it last night.
So, yeah, that one's bad. That one's way bad.
Yeah.
I don't know where all the water's going, but.
That's what I would like to know.
That's the question.
When I had the leak in it, Dave, it was under the bathroom window.
Mm.
That was 3 years ago. And Matrix pulled it through. Took them all day, but they finally got it to pull through underneath that slab of cement in the bath.
Oh, okay.
They was able to pull it through and repair it underneath the window.
Yeah, but it's
and
it's
you
a
didn't
lot
happen
of water.
To look under the deck, did you?
I did not.
Because the only
no.
place it would, other place I can think that it would be wet would be under the deck.
Well, right. And it might be puddling up under there because your line just wraps around and ties in your house
uh-huh.
right out the corner.
Right
so,
at the corner. I mean, this
right.
one ties in right at the corner because I dug the hole before Matrix got there to see if I could find where it went so that there wasn't so much digging. And it's right on that back corner.
Yeah, I didn't look to see to find a leak. I just
right.
read it twice and two.
You don't think it's something in the meter, do you?
No, it's spinning like a dog.
Okay.
It's the meter's spinning like it's a water leak.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
Because it was still going same speed when I went back.
There was a couple low spots in her yard that I pointed out. She says, "Well, they've been there since last year." So,
on that
but,
small side.
But,
on the little side?
In the main yard running along where the main is. By the tree.
Yeah, no, that's always been there.
Okay.
Yeah. That's where Matrix fixed it. And they kind of left it
okay.
divot
that,
and then we
that
just
made sense.
We put grass in and then it kind of sunk and just left it like that. Okay, anyway.
So that one has high water. I think the CenturyLink is leaking again.
That's what we just talked about.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
When we had a leak up that end of town last winter or something.
But see, Dave, I don't know if that meter's been read since you read last time.
No, I read it again.
Oh, you read it?
Yeah, I read it twice.
Since then.
I read on, you know, I read on the 30th or something.
No, has it been read since last year when you read?
Yeah, I believe.
See, that's what I was trying to remember. If we told them about the leak in the fall and they didn't fix it. I know there was snow on the ground and they were trying to fix it.
So 10346 South Apex Road, Justin Whitmore.
Yeah.
Did you talk about that one?
Nope. I have it marked. He'll be happy.
Yeah, I couldn't see any water. Nobody's, a lot of water use, but nobody had water kind of coming to the surface. James Kirk.
Yeah.
Your old house. Joan Barkdale.
Barkdale. Oh, Joan?
Jones, 168.
But, you know, Hillcrest. It seems like last year Joan had a really high spring bill, too.
Yeah. Sonnet's gone.
Now, see, that's what I don't get with Sonnet. We shut that meter down.
But the reading...
I turned it back on.
Yeah, but just a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
It's been off for a good, probably month and a month.
Because the meter reading thing is broken. It's gone down to the bottom of the pit.
Well, I went down and shut it off. It seemed like everything was on the top.
No, the top's
broken. I tried to figure a way that I could...
Top's broken.
Lock
he
that
broke
thing,
it,
you know?
Yeah.
Tape the lock on and then run it down and break it and then swing the bottom on.
Top's broken.
Because it wasn't broken when
we... Was there. Neither way. Yes, you can read it. I could get the number there for you.
Well, I have a... thing to read.
You know, usually it says...
Oh, yeah, it's electronic read.
Yeah, but
yeah.
I couldn't read it because the thing's on
the bottom
now.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, the pit's way too deep.
Well, and he was supposed to fix that, too.
Yeah,
that was one of the things that Scott told him.
Yeah, the pit's way too deep.
So has it been tampered with then?
I don't... Well,
see,
you guys go look at it.
It has... I mean, we read it.
Yeah.
I read it.
Yeah, she read it.
On what day...
It's been 2 months, nothing. Let me see.
I feel like the paper.
I have it right here.
I know they left it off for a long time.
I can't remember if I you know, my vision's not as good as it used to be, but I took a picture of it.
No problem out here.
It was shut off on the 6th of March.
I knew it had been off for a month.
6th of March, though, they could have used it during the winter.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, if it reads what it reads.
Yeah, we'll see if they pay it. They paid it.
Yeah, they
surprised.
Finally paid it.
I'm very surprised about that one.
Yeah, Scott's aware of there's quite a few... quite a few bolts, a lot of meter lids cemented in. 8824 Cypress Street.
Down the street from me, which one?
There's no lid.
Oh, that's right.
824?
It's in the cement.
Mm-hmm.
And it's covered by a piece of wood.
Yeah.
And there's no lid.
Well, I can take them down out. We got a lot of rings and lids out here. I can take them down one.
Yeah, what is
his
name?
Yeah, I don't know what they... They must have cemented in the thing and then never put the lid back. Is that why the lid's on the agenda? Tampering?
No.
That's something totally different.
To talk about. But hey, before we go on, can we just hurry and make a motion for the financial report really quick and then we can get it. Chat
yeah.
More about all that.
Yeah, we'll be finished with all the financials, right?
We should be.
Unless you have any questions.
Yeah, unless there's any questions from anybody.
No, a motion to approve.
Okay.
Six.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
And that's item two.
Or is that three is separate?
Yes, sir. That's our audit. That's his day. Day, it's all yours.
I got a couple guy on the phone. You got a copy of it right there?
Yes, I only need one copy.
Hey, I'm at the board meeting. You're on the speaker.
Pretty simple.
Are you ready?
Yep, ready for you. Go ahead. This is John Adderley. He's the partner of Larson and Company. He's the partner in charge of this audit. Obviously, he doesn't do the audit, the majority of the work. He's just a big cat. He's responsible for the report and the people that worked on it. So go ahead, John.
Okay, how's everybody doing?
Good.
Thanks for letting me crash your meeting for a minute. I know we've tried to hop in. I think last time there was, I don't know if I was out of town or something when you had your meeting.
No, we got canceled. It actually got canceled.
Oh, it got canceled. That's right. But we finished the audit. It was about the beginning of February, so it's been a couple of months since we've been done with it. But just to kind of let you know how things ended up, our opinion on the financial statements was an unmodified or an unqualified opinion. That's a clean opinion. And as you're going through the financial statements, just remember that the management's discussion and analysis, as well as the required supplementary information after the notes, is those sections are unaudited. They're not considered part of the basic financial statements that receive the opinion, but GASB says that they have to be included with the financial statements just to give it more readability and understandability. So if you don't like getting into the raw numbers, then the MD&A is a good place to kind of read an overview of the financial statements. It's more what I would call the Reader's Digest version of the financials. It's dialogue rather than just raw numbers, and it has a lot of comparisons to last year. And then we are required to issue a report, and this one is the second to last report. This is just stating that we've performed your audit in accordance with government auditing standards. There is a difference when we perform government audits versus a private company audit. There's different procedures that we need to perform. What we're looking for there is just control deficiencies that lead to material differences in the financial statements or misstatements. We didn't find any, so I'm not going to spend any time kind of discussing that. Just know that report is stating that we performed it by government auditing standards. The next report we're required to issue is for the state auditor. Every year, they send out a compliance supplement with areas that they feel need to be tested against Utah State Code. For the district this year, it was budgetary compliance, the fraud risk assessment, impact fees, the compliance with local district board members. That just means that you have to put all your contact information and things on the Utah Public Notice website. Fund balance, cash management, your public treasurer's bond, and then the Open and Public Meetings Act. So we actually give an opinion on your compliance. It's a very limited opinion specific to those areas. It's not an opinion on all of Utah State Code, nor is it a legal opinion. But our opinion is an unmodified or an unqualified opinion on compliance. So those are the two opinions that we give during the audit. And there weren't any areas of non-compliance. We didn't find any internal control findings. We didn't find any state compliance finding that needed to be reported to the state. So clean on the findings as well. I think Dave's probably talked to you about the fraud risk assessment. That's one area of compliance that I don't really like, that fraud risk assessment. And I've had long, long, long discussions with the state auditor's office just wanting to get rid of it. And the whole reason, and not that it's not important, You as a board need to really identify your risks and then put controls in place to make sure that nothing can happen to the fund, nothing nefarious is going to go on. But the fraud risk assessment is a two-page document, you guys have seen it before, that really everybody in the state fills out, whether you're Salt Lake City, Salt Lake County, Copperton District, you know, Bluff, Utah. And so all these entities are filling out the exact same document that said, do you have this control, do you not have this control? Well, every entity is different, and every entity has to have specific control to them based on the nature of who's working there, who's on the board, the size, the complexity. There's so many factors that go into it that a one size doesn't really fit all. And I don't like the fact that they score everybody and then publish it. So my recommendation on that is just use that as a tool to say, hey, are we covering our bases? We may not have complete separation of duties, but do we have other controls in place that are mitigating that risk so that there's no potential issues there? I think that's it on the financial statements. The management letter, you guys can read through that. If you have any questions, just let me know. That's just kind of how the audit ended up. There wasn't anything on there that we really needed to discuss. There were no issues, no disagreements with management. The audit went really, really smooth. Typically, when we can get an audit done by the 1st of February, that's really good. That means the audit was very smooth. We got all the information that we needed, especially since most of my team are gone the entire month of January. We work overseas, so we were gone that entire month. So to get it done the first part of February signifies to me that everything went smooth. And we really appreciate Dave kind of being the go-between, getting us all the information that we need, getting it when we need it. And that really helps our audit out. So really appreciate you as a board, and appreciate Dave in keeping good records and good financial statements that we can get a clean audit. Does anybody have any questions for me?
No, sir.
No, that's good, John. Thanks.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
Okay, I think, Dave, you just need to do a motion to accept it, and then you should be good.
Yeah, they'll do that.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
We don't need a resolution on that, right? Just a motion?
No, just a motion.
Sorry, Jay.
You got it if you need it.
Yeah, you got it if you need it.
Motion to accept the auditor's report.
I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, credit and debit discussion with possible motion. Leanne?
I just, when we were talking about, this is what I found out.
Okay.
So I didn't know if we wanted to do another survey to see if it's changed any. Because if it hasn't changed, is there any reason to worry? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To worry about it.
There's actually, I found out by just Googling this, and I don't know why I got on a thing, but I was Googling while I was looking for her address, because I always get the address mixed up. But I was looking for the website, and I've come up this doxo.com called doxo.com, and you can research it.
I think I did look at that.
And so it's an organization out there that is the portal to pay if you want to use it. And so they're the ones charging the fees. And so, and when I looked, there was four people that had used it. And now it's up to six. But I looked at other entities too, like, you know, just Lehigh and everybody else. And there's quite a few people signed up on them, and they've got alternatives. Lehigh goes through Express Bill Pay. So does American Fork.
I was going to say most companies do.
But Doxo kind of solves our little problem in a sense of, because it's kind of expensive for us. And if the person so chooses to, they can use their credit card. They can use anything they want. They're just going to pay a fee which we would be, you know, charging the fee.
Which would be the same here.
Yeah.
Well, and the only check we ever got from that was Nicole Davis, Jerry and, or,
Anthony.
Anthony and Nicole Davis is the only check. So it says six, but
says
we've only,
six, yeah.
We've only gotten one check from them.
But it's, I'm just saying it's an alternative out there that is already.
And if you put in Copperton Improvement District, because Dave emailed me and
yeah.
we looked at it together, and as soon as we put that in, it brought this doc so up. You can pay your bill.
Yeah.
Copperton Improvement District through our.
They haven't, yeah. They.
We don't even know about it, you know?
Yeah.
And then I went on some other. Some California special district, you know, basically had a thing about it like, hey, you know, we're not telling you to use Doxy if you want to use Doxo, but we're not responsible for your payments late or whatever
yeah.
like that. So they were kind of negative about it, but it's your alternative.
There's another one that you can pay different places, like you could go to 7-Eleven and pay if you were signed up with, like that.
Doxo's got Dominion Energy on it
yeah.
that I've seen. So I think you can pay anybody off Doxo.
Off Doxo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it's reoccurring too, whatever. So I kind of think that solves our problem.
Right. And
yeah.
we don't have to worry about the fees. And
yeah.
yeah.
They worry about their own. If people would just realize. And I get this. I get that nobody, that a lot of people don't want to use this, but bill pay,
right.
it, there's no charge for bill pay.
Right.
And it comes directly to the office, and they don't have to do anything. Put it in their bank and say, I want to pay $65, Copperton Improvement District, off it goes.
It's on this day, yep.
Yep.
It's easy.
That's a, when you only have one check to write, that is the simplest thing, because
yeah.
who has stamps if you don't write?
Yep.
things on the regular.
Yeah, you just put it in.
No stamps. You just walk down and put
right.
it in the door.
But that's what probably 80% of everybody pays with, don't you think?
Yeah.
Pretty close. Bill pay.
The funny part of it is my dad, you know, obviously pays a bill up here. And he goes, yeah, I got on bill pay and they give me credits and points.
Yeah.
Like my dad needs points, you know? That's the old generation.
Well, he found something new, you know.
Yeah. So
but
he goes,
I'm
yeah,
getting points.
But I'm getting points. Like he needs points, you know.
Well, and it's easy to use because a lot of older
yeah.
people use it too. So.
So I think we if, you know, if, across the street wants to say, you know, I go there, you go. Then when they complain about the monthly fee, I think Doxo is like. $3.99 a month or
something like that.
So it's a subscription-based thing. Then there's a charge on top of that if you use your credit card.
Yes.
Well
and there would be with this because
yeah, well,
this is what
3% too. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the mayor and Tessa both started using bill pay.
Oh.
After we had that last meeting, they both started
yeah.
bill pay.
Really?
I'm like, just sign up with your bank. It's easy.
Mm-hmm.
Tessa called me again and asked me about it. I'm like, Tessa, call your bank. Ask about bill pay. They'll walk you through the process, and you don't have to pay anything.
Yeah, I think Doxo, because of our limited number, is just the alternative.
So
now.
We need to, I'm thinking we need to put out then,
okay.
Whether a
but it's,
no, what
but
I mean
it's,
is whether a flyer or whatever to say there's this available if you want to pay.
I think we should put on their bill pay because
right.
you know a lot of people need to know that.
Give
but we
couple,
also need to make sure
options.
That we're not connected
yes.
to Doxo.
Right. Yeah.
We don't have any connection
it
to them.
Looks like I mean they name our name.
Yeah.
But then you go out and research other things and it's the same exact scenario. Just
yeah.
so. But it says Copperton Improvement District.
Yeah,
pay
right
your
when
bills.
You bring it up.
It looks like it looks weird. Like we developed it.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Because
really.
It says payments available now
yeah.
through Copperton Improvement District.
Yeah, right there. And it says page that says Copperton Improvement District on it. 20% increase in customers because it went from 4 to 6. But I stumbled upon it and
interesting.
Evidently. Somebody's got an avenue for situations we're exactly in.
So
and all I would say is if if we do something like that where we make any, you know, these kind of options, we just have the caveat, have me look at it before we publish.
Well, we want the caveat, though. We don't endorse this.
We don't endorse it, but these are options
available
that we are aware of that we have accepted payments from.
Yeah. You want to write that for us?
Sure.
Thanks. Make sure you add DOXO to that, okay?
Okay. Is it DOXO?
Yep.
Yeah.
DOXO and then bill pay.
Go look at it. It's
It's pretty interesting. Dave and I were both floored by it. We're like, what?
Popped up like we were the sponsor. They initiated.
Oh, yeah. It's got our name right on it.
Because it said that was even before Copperton Improvement District, our actual website.
I thought Scott developed it, but I thought
I'm sure they've got web crawlers and they've got a whole team building algorithms.
You bring
to
somebody
find
else
everybody.
Up, South Jordan City, and looks the same, you know.
Yeah.
So they've
yeah, that'd be great. And if you'll get that to Dave within the next month, so we can put that on the bill.
Okay.
So just email a copy to Dave. You can just bypass me.
David, DS Accounting.net.
That work?
I think it does, because I was going to say, if they wanted to do this, I don't think we should pick up any of it. It should be on the customer if they want to use it.
It's not fair to spread it over everybody.
No.
No.
Okay.
Okay, so that's good.
So we got that one. Everybody's happy with it? Okay. Tamper lid fee. This is if you mess with our lids. We've had several of them around town. They've dug them out. They filled them full of dirt. They haven't put the lids on. There's one right down here on
Carfork.
It's after 2 or 3 months. I talked to the individual a couple times. There's a couple others.
Across from my dad.
Yeah, across from your dad. This will be in the future.
Across from my dad. They're dead. You need to work on it because it's caving in. Because they pushed it. The lid ring is about off center of the meter pit.
They pushed it or drove over it.
Oh, you mean next to Becky's house? North of Kerrigan's, right?
Yeah, the big pile.
Yeah, I know.
The big pile of dirt.
You can't catch anybody to talk to.
There's about five out there in the
She's
community that are
after four.
That are just like that.
Okay, what this does, it's charging $2,500. If we choose to, we can find them.
So in order to do that, we got to put it on our fee schedule. We got to hold a public hearing. So we just talked about
just the initial part of it.
Just initial part.
Yeah.
We usually do the fee schedule once a year.
Okay.
But we could add that.
All right.
And we haven't changed it in 4 years, I don't think.
Since we added the key replacement.
Yeah. So we'll add that and then do it as part of, I think we do it as part of the budget.
In June?
In November.
Oh, in November. Okay.
That's fine.
And then the auditor talked about the fraud assessment. That'll come up next month or probably June 20th. I got to fill out about 20 of them. So that'll come out next on June or something, next meeting.
Okay. Okay, water tours. Everybody in favor of them? There was some
discussion on that one. I got two phone calls, actually. One said that they shouldn't happen, period, because of safety. And then the other one was just concerned about posting it online. And I think that, I mean, of course, I work for Salt Lake. Security is huge. You know,
because of the
right the risk. I mean, who knows?
Do you want me to
somebody's
pull it down?
I would say yes.
Okay.
On everything online.
Okay.
The tours, I would
agree with that as well.
Okay.
I would try to limit that to like residents.
Well, the church
right?
here took out.
Right.
They approached me. They wanted the young men and women to see where their water came from. So,
right.
And so when we have the open house, it's all residents only, too. Like we did that, what, 3, 4, 5 years ago?
Yeah.
Right. Right.
And that was just to familiarize people in town. This is where these pumps are. This is what you see this figure in the paper. This is where all the money goes.
And then
here's your pump, here's your tank, here's your
thinking about it even more, it might be smart to have some kind of a some paperwork drawn up for liability.
Well, here's the question is, how many tours are we really going to do?
Probably not many.
Your friend Tessa wants one.
Yeah, Tessa.
And Phil Severson wants one.
DJ.
Well, then you can take the town council.
Well, that's not fine. If they want to go, I'll take them.
And two DJ. Stands next to Nan's house.
Michaela?
No, Michaela, next to Michaela.
Joel and Cassie?
Nope, in between.
Oh, Mayfield's.
The May, her, yeah, she Shannon wanted it too.
Was the town council want to annex that?
Oh, God. They can't take it.
Right?
They're out of business.
No, I just was wondering how many tours there would be, really.
I just going to try to take it as a, on an as-needed basis, you know? Whoever's right. around.
Yeah, but somebody
whoever wants to give them.
Pardon?
Whoever wants to give them. One of you guys, give them.
But as long as they're supervised. That's
yeah.
a whole.
Right,
that's
we,
a whole
right. right that.
We open the gate, we explain what we're doing. Like when it goes to Kennecott Road, and you cannot stop. Cannot look at the animals, none of that stuff. The last time I slowed down because there was a whole bunch of deer on the skyline. But it didn't stop, no weapons. Basically what Rio Tinto requires as we go through.
Right.
Just give them a basic, you know.
Probably no phones.
Well, for recordings.
Yeah,
you know,
don't
just,
want anybody to
pictures. Just tell them no
you
pictures.
Can't use your phone out here.
Right.
Yeah, it says on Rio Tinto property, no phones. Last one shut.
I didn't use a phone.
Used
my video camera.
Okay. You're the problem.
There were no phones.
Well,
We
other thing you can do is somebody just do a virtual tour and then.
Yeah, show them the recording.
Do a recording.
We could easily do a virtual.
Do a recording.
Right, bring them in here and
let them watch it.
Before you go on the virtual or on the actual tour, you have to see the safety video and the virtual tour. Do you still want to go?
Yes.
3 hours
that
of videos.
Just say due to security reasons, there's a virtual tour.
Yeah.
No.
Who wants to produce it? I'm not.
She's really good. Oh. She used her video recorder.
Oh, she's a producer then.
I'd be like taking somebody out the hall. Hey, tell them here's a video thing of it.
That's
this
Leanne's
is what we're
job.
Gonna do.
You didn't know
just
that.
I did job. Lots of movies when I was a teacher. So.
That's.
Yeah, there we go. That's a way to do it.
Right.
Then we don't have to have any paperwork. We don't have to have anything.
That's a good idea, really.
A virtual. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Introduction to your water system.
So you two get together, you explain.
And
she
if
videos
not,
it.
Four people watch it.
Well, right. That's the thing.
Don't go to too much effort.
Some people want to actually see the system.
Well, too bad.
Right, and
it's unsafe.
I don't take them up the tank because most of them have already been up there. You know,
you get exactly. You lived here long enough.
Are you and Leanne gonna walk up to the tank?
What for?
So you can video it.
Drive it's up. Round. It's on top of the mountain.
Zoom.
Yeah, we'll work it together.
Well, let's put on the fee schedule $100 charge for an actual.
For an actual
for tour.
That's one way to make some money.
Virtual tour free. Actual tour $100.
You know what you could do though? You could do a little mini tour, and we could put it on the website. Who goes to the website?
Yeah,
nobody.
Six people.
Yeah, but we really could. You could.
Lieutenant Governor's office.
Yeah, she does. But we could put it on there and just say,
only
here.
When they were invited.
You want to see?
No,
here
they
it
weren't
is.
Invited. They just went to everybody.
They went and did
no, they were
search.
Invited previously on something that happened here.
No, they went to everybody.
No, this, is on,
the whole
this
state.
Is on this is on an election thing.
Oh.
This one was on some privacy policy.
Right.
Yeah,
they went to the whole
state.
Everybody.
Pretty much half the state got hit.
Everybody got a notice. You have to put this on the bottom of your website. Stupid.
It was so dumb.
It was so dumb.
Who was the biggest antagonist? That auditor that nobody liked, or the lieutenant governor's office?
Lieutenant governor's office.
Oh.
Yeah, that
they've switched.
Oh, because I know that for a while.
Still don't want it. Yeah, they switched. They switched now.
Yeah, he's anyway.
Well, he's out of office, isn't he? He's not going to run again, is he?
No, he's not.
Yeah, him and Attorney General and several of them. Okay, so we got the tours all down to everybody's.
Okay.
Okay. Other business. One thing I got is this lady, you know, with her water problem. I don't know what we're going to do about that. You know, we can forgive. What do we forgive, Dave? 50% what it costs us to get to the tank?
Yeah.
An overage like this?
That hers is outrageous.
I know.
How many gallons? 1994.
19 something.
I think 1994?
Yeah, 1900.
1900.
1900.
Yeah.
There's nothing else we can legally do, is there?
Well, I can tell you she's not going to be able to afford no $1,500 bill.
Well, maybe Matrix. I'm not getting into that.
I guess we could, the only alternative we'd do is because, you know, I mean, obviously weather is issued. If we would have read it 2 months ago or a month ago, you know, that would have helped her because we would have known that we could give some consideration there because it's, you know, it hasn't been 30 days since we've been, now we read meters every 3 days, weather permitting, but you go such a weather problems.
Right, long stretch.
Both times.
What's the monetary amount to forgive there?
I don't know, it's up to you guys. You guys can do.
You've dealt with this stuff, well, we haven't.
You guys can do whatever you want, you know. Theory, but well, she used 1994.
What's your theory, Jay?
Well, I mean, the costs have to be equitable. That's the requirement, the allocation. So, I mean, that's a consideration. Equal is not the same as equitable, as we know. So, like Dave says, you can do whatever you want, and that can include anything from payment plans to...
But if somebody comes after them, then you did it for...
Yeah, and that is. Right, I mean, anything that you do that's going to be exceptional, we want to document very clearly so that you don't set precedent. Yeah.
Because it's $3,513.
Yeah, there's no way. She's a single mom with two kids.
Right.
Yeah.
So theoretically, we forgive her the 50% off the top. We could take a one-time thing and forgive her another.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
Just where she's a single person.
I think you blame it on the fact that we haven't been able to read meters.
To read the meter.
To help her.
Okay.
And so if they have a monthly leak, you know.
It's never going to be that high.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's never going to be that high. But this is gone 6 months.
And I think that, you know, document that, whether it's a letter or something like that. But as long as it's in writing, you have it. And the other key to that is, it's got to be fixed when we issue the.
Oh, she's working on it. Trust me, she called me.
Did she?
And I have to step away because that used to be my house.
Right. Yeah.
So I don't want to get caught up in.
Why are you selling her house with a leak in the water line?
Yeah, that's right.
Did you disclose that?
You know what? Close spot. That's the same one.
The flower bed was real green.
Remember when we fixed it?
Right. Remember when you were digging down, you couldn't find
it. Was the same spot?
I don't know.
You can't say it's the same
spot. No, I can't say it's the same spot. No. And she got a home warranty for a year that we paid for. Sorry, we've been gone for almost 2 years now.
So I don't know. That can be directed. That doesn't have to be a resolution or a motion or anything. That could just be a direction from the board. So.
Well, we'll do that next month. And it should all be resolved. That fair with everybody?
So how much you gonna charge her?
Pardon?
She gets it fixed.
She gets it fixed. We read next month. We figure out what the total is at that point, and then make that call.
Okay.
I'll then evaluate. Yeah.
That's perfect.
Thank you.
000.
So. Did she call you, Jerry?
1,000 to 5,000.
No, I walked down there.
No, did she call you today?
No, I didn't give her my number either.
I did, because she wanted to talk to you again today.
Oh, okay. No, she...
Well,
I ignore a lot of phone calls if I don't know who it is. So.
I do the same thing.
You had said, she says, well, Jerry told me that there's a couple of places I could call if I can't get a hold of Matrix. She was having a hard time getting a hold of Matrix, which you have to leave a message with Matrix anyway. That's just how they operate most of the time, I say. Right, Scott?
Yeah. Yeah, no, they always call back.
Yeah, they call back.
You gotta think here, too.
Your ear?
What? So she was going to call you to see who else you might know.
Do you have her number on hand? Is it 803 area code?
I'm going to
Okay.
We have a list of...
I read the contract twice.
We have some contractors, but
right, and that's,
I don't have her number. It's on my phone, but I got to wait until we're done.
That's kind of what I was referring to, was the list that we have.
Oh, we don't have a list of her phone number.
No.
Oh,
contractors,
a list of the contractors. Yes, sorry.
Right.
Yes, sorry.
Yeah, no, we're good.
No.
Okay. But most of those contractors don't do that anymore.
Yeah, this
one. The one we had on there was somebody
you
by name
like
White
you
Walk.
Like
complete check
White.
Box.
Yeah, I called that number and it didn't work anymore. And then just Matrix.
Do we got to put a date? The gold stat?
So,
sure,
we put it here.
Post is
deleted.
Still deleted.
Percentage what completed. You need a Gantt chart.
Macintosh. Do they only do...
No, they just do communications.
Oh.
Yeah, that's just communication. Scott, do you know someone else that she might be able to call if she can't get a hold of Matrix?
I don't.
Okay.
Yeah, find somebody, I guess.
She called two plumbers, and they said absolutely not. Two plumbing companies. They told her, nope.
Really?
We're not going to touch that. I don't know who she called. She just told me, I called two this morning, and they told me, nope, we won't come to Copperton.
We've got to be kind of careful to get some of these startups.
Yeah, what about Waterworks?
Nope.
But I sent your check to Waterworks.
Isn't Kirk Cannon's
we don't do that kind of service.
Too.
Kirk Cannon. He did for us up on did a repair for Scott. Remember what Kirk Cannon's business was when he did that repair for you on the other end of town? You remember it, don't you? Tall,
he died.
Kid.
I know what he's talking about. I don't remember what business his name.
I'm just kidding.
Well, I just know the guy. He's got small machine. I think the biggest he's got is a 580, 590 rubber tire.
Okay.
I'll call her and tell her to just be patient with Matrix. But she wants it fixed, like ASAP.
Well, I don't blame her.
She said to me, I wanted
it off.
Yeah, I would be. Too.
She's got it off.
She shut it off.
But she's got two daughters and herself.
Well, you had to turn it on and then turn it off.
That's why they just run it from.
Yeah, but did you put a clean hose on it?
Huh?
Did you put a clean hose on it? Or you didn't hook a hose up to it, did you?
I suggested they hook the hose up.
Thank you. And then it can be clean. Yeah.
I didn't hook it up. No.
Right.
Thank you.
I gave him the adapter.
You don't want to be touching that.
Said here.
Yeah.
Clean hose
as
opposed to a dirty hose?
Well, clean it. I don't know. It's coiled up. I imagine it's clean. Run water through it for a few minutes and clean it out.
Well, I just told the Velardis that they needed to boil their water if they was going to use some hose that they'd have for about 5 years. Said, you're going to want to boil that. You're not going to want to drink that water out of that hose when it's been coiled up for that long.
To deal with.
So.
There's a sign house for rent on the duplex down there, too.
Oh, down on the white ones?
Yeah, that's interesting because that hasn't been there for
nope.
6 years.
No, but all of a sudden it's been there for about 3 weeks.
Yeah.
He went in and cleaned it out, but I know that.
Because I thought for sure
the new herd in there.
To the post office?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Been off for
the old store
5 years.
I don't. Well, the closest I got to that was when I was working for Dornbosch. I'd look across the parking lot. It looked kind of looked like the third world to me, you know. Okay. Other business. You got anything for us, Tina?
I don't, thanks.
Leanne?
Nope.
Scott?
Just to update you, we had some communication problems at the tank, a week ago, and so called my regular vendor, and they didn't have anybody to come out to support it, so all their techs have kind of moved on, so kind of had to call ID Electric, and we kind of muddled through it and found out what the issue was, but in the meantime, I've probably got to find somebody else to try and support our system. So, our system is probably close to 30 years old. I don't really want to replace it because it works, but if parts are starting to go out, I'm going to have trouble getting people to support it. So, just give you an update on that. And then I also had a first bad sample I've ever pulled in 27 years at the fire station.
Uh-oh.
Here last week, and but on the resample, they were all good. So I think I come to find out they had done some work kind of in the kitchen tap where I sampled, and so I didn't know that when I sampled, so that's kind of what the bad sample was from.
Okay.
So kind of, I was pretty nervous there for a little while, thinking we might have to issue a boil order, but.
Crap.
But we will probably have a ding on our consumer confidence report next year because of that. But it is what it is.
Flipping fire.
So,
okay. Well, thank you for your work.
Yeah, kind of update on that. And then people are starting to use water. So,
or it's leaking.
Yeah. Right.
Well, that's using it too. No, it's not.
There's four.
As long as it's on their side, we're making money.
We're leaking too.
Yeah, how bad is that? Is it bad?
Yeah.
Hasn't been too long since they fixed it. Remember, we went out of the water board meeting one night and we just bubbling out of the meter all
yes, it was. Where does it show that one at?
296.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Can't we eliminate this sprinkler system now? Everything out there is virtually.
There's nothing out there.
Desertscape now. There's nothing to water.
But it's not been turned on in years and years and years.
Oh.
Yeah.
The gophers have probably taken care of it.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's, I don't know, I haven't looked in there. Is it leaking out there? It's got to be leaking major because it's a lot of water, too. Scott finally figured his leak out in the system. Now he's got 4 or 5 out there.
Oh, right there.
Well, too late. Maybe we're going to do an authorized leak detector. We talked about it before the prices were really high.
Yeah, well, you need to buy a metal detector first, so...
Well, we're not hurting for money.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
you're
one extra, which means you've got as much money as a full year's budget.
Okay.
So you got $350,000 out. Mm-hmm. Scott's got some stuff to do. But
yeah, I know. We got a chlorine.
And then in 2 years, our $75,000 paid off. So,
nice. Okay.
So 2 years from now, $75,000 less.
Okay. Thank you. Jay?
No, other than I guess I'm in charge of the recording this meeting. So I'll make sure we get that to Tina so we can get that done. You're out Monday and Tuesday, so
yeah.
I'll try to get it to you. If you don't have it by tomorrow, ping me and we'll take care of it.
Okay. That's good. I wouldn't put it on until next Wednesday anyway.
Okay.
I'll put the typed minutes on, but I won't put a recording on until Wednesday.
Okay.
When I get back.
All right.
Okay, Jay, thank you. Jerry, you got anything?
I don't. I think we've covered everything.
Well, I guess see everybody in June. We'll discuss this leak again. And whatever else comes out.
Oh, that does remind me, actually. I might not be able to be here in June. I'm going to be in China for most of the month.
Oh.
So depending on when the meeting is and what I have to do to get ready.
Not until the 20th.
Yeah, I will June definitely 20th. Be in China.
Okay.
So.
We should be good.
Okay.
It'll be awful. Okay. Adjourned.
Adjourned.